Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back, my beautiful friend, to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm really excited to record today's show. And I feel like the timing of this show, I was actually going to record last week, but really leaning into, as I'm wondering if any of you are kind of leaning into this as well, where you're feeling out. Now there's a fine line between, you know, co-signing your own BS and just being like, I don't feel like it, or really waiting until the energy is right and in alignment. And that's kind of what I've been playing around with this season. I love the hustle and the grind of all of the things, right? Hustle can get a bad rap sometimes, but there's actually, you know, a whole nother side of it when you're operating in alignment and taking action and getting stuff done. Because without that, we're just kind of floating around in the abyss of whatever it is, and which I'm all here for that too, right? Taking some time, like last summer, I basically took the whole summer off of work and being in heavy creation mode because I wanted to be home with the kids. I didn't set an alarm most of the summer and it was great, but I'm really playing around with the duality of harmonizing both of these things and really owning my energy and really owning my sovereignty. And what we're going to get into today is a lot of around sovereignty, really opening yourself up to receive. And if you've been following along on social media, which I hope we're social media Instagram friends, and if we're not, you can head over to at Mallory Campbell, and the podcast actually has its own page too, at Permission to Activate over on Instagram. And I love staying connected this way, as well as my email list and community. I love the email list. If you're not already getting the Sunday energy drops, I'm obsessed with them, and I've shared this on previous episodes that I'm not an email person. I'm not an email girly, as they say. Don't love my inbox. Like, I just don't love being in there. I currently have 106,000 unread emails, but I purposely subscribe to the ones that make me feel really good, that share things that are applicable to my life. And because this is really how I feel towards email, I'm like, the only way I'm going to create email is if it's an email that I would want to get every week. And that's what I feel like I did. And I've gotten some really great feedback. So if you're not already getting your Sunday, they come out every Sunday afternoon, depending on your time zone. They land in your inbox at 3 p.m. Eastern every single Sunday, even on holidays, that have current events, upcoming offers. I share like many of my Amazon finds, a lot of clean beauty, coffee recipes, like you get activation tools, journal prompts, different books and podcasts that I'm listening to that I love, that I know you would love. So if you're not already getting those emails, you can just head over to, again, go over to Instagram, hit the little drop down menu, and you can just subscribe or just send me a message and be like, hey, I want to receive these emails, and I'm going to send you the link to get them. They're absolutely free. And it's awesome. But today's episode, I really wanted to dive into some of these things, some of these blocks. And when I say this, I am speaking from a soul level, something that I have had to work through these last couple years as I started to get deeper into this world and realm of healing, right? I've had to work through a lot of perfectionism, a lot of worthiness. And I was having a conversation with somebody that was like, you know, when do you know, like you're done healing or like you're on the, and I'm like, well, I don't think we're ever done, right? Because what happens as we evolve and we expand and we go deeper is that your body feels safe enough. I was just having this conversation with somebody the other day. Your body feels safe enough to start to expose and show you different things that maybe wasn't safe enough to do so last year, 6 months ago, yesterday, I don't know. And that's a place that can be a little scary and a little unknown, a little unfamiliar. We talk all the time about, you know, this land of infinite possibilities in the unknown, because our bodies love really comfy places that don't require a lot of change, don't require a lot of stretchiness when it comes to, you know, putting yourself out there, because why would we, right? We love, like, what are those things called? Like a, you know, those hoodie blankets. I don't know. I forget what they're called, but like we have them in our house. Like we like that. We like Netflix. We like chill. We like laying on the couch with a comfy blankie. And I'm not saying any of those things are bad. I love those things. I'm a projector on human design, right? And I'm not saying that's all we do, but like we love a lot of rest. And if you're a projector on human design, reach out to me, because, you know, we have a lot in common. But it can be really scary and uncomfy on the other side of what we don't know, because we've never been there. And that's a normal place to be. And for so many women, myself included, when somebody would tell me, you just need to be able to receive, I'm like, yeah, I'm good on that. I can do it myself. Do you guys know that movie? It's a Sandra Bullock movie, and I can't think of the name of it. I don't know why. I was just thinking about this in my head, where like, I think it's a Sandra Bullock movie. It might not be. It might be like Wedding Crashers. I don't know. It might be. I think it is Wedding Crashers, where the grandma, she's like, I can do it myself, a-hole. You remember that? Like, if you remember that, it might be Wedding Crashers. Excuse me. And I was thinking about that, because sometimes that's the energy we can get in if we're moving through seasons of life where we're a little bit more closed off. And as women, I'll speak for myself, and primarily women listen to this podcast. If you're a dude listening, welcome. And for the women listening, let me know if you've ever felt that energy of like, I got this, I can do it, I don't need no help from nobody. Because that's how I was conditioned, or that's how I perceived it as a child and moving through, you know, young adulthood, adolescence, all the hoods. And I was like, no, I can do it myself. Like, I've always had great support for the most part in my life, not always consecutive from the same people, but I'm very fortunate to have had, even growing up, like I don't have a relationship with my parents now. That's, you know, mutually by choice. And through childhood, I was very supported. And when I got in my current relationship, my husband and I have been together for 18 years this year. Jeez. And I've always had support from him, which I'm very thankful and blessed to be able to say that. So I've always had support. However, it was up to me whether I was going to allow that level of support. And years back, yes, there was support there, but it's a different kind of support now. Like, we've gone through many different seasons, and that support has looked very different. And these are the types of things that I really go deep on and share in the Quantum Women Mastermind, that when you're listening to this episode, if you're listening to it on the day that it comes out, April 16th, there's about a week left to claim your spot. We're over halfway full. I only have a few spots left. And if you've listened to past episodes, or if you've been following along on social, you're feeling the ping, you're feeling the nudge of like, oh man, like this, I feel like this could be a little stretchy. And I feel like I'm ready to move into a season, or continue moving into a season of receiving and receivership. This might be the place for you, because we're really going to dive into a lot of the different ways how we block being in that receiving mode, like, because we can. And a lot of it is subconscious. A lot of it is our body speaking to us. Some of it's our conscious mind. Some of it's our thought process, but a lot of it is repetitive, and it's our bodies responding to different things. And if we continue responding in the same way, like if I look back, let's say 2-3 years ago, and my reactions and responses were the same as what they were, which was very much like walls up, guard up. And I'm not saying that's all of the walls have come down, and I discern where I allow those walls to come down more so, depending on who I'm with, the environment I'm in, all of those things. But if I look back 3-4 years ago, I have completely evolved the way I react and respond and receive in different situations, because it can come down to, and I had a woman reach out to me a while back, and we were talking about this in one of my in-person workshops. And again, if you're not coming, if you're in the area, the Metro Detroit area in Michigan, the next Mind Body Breath workshop is April 20th, Saturday at Ohana, 10:30 in the morning. We do 90 minutes of intentions, breath work, releasing, receiving. Everyone has a different theme. This one, we're moving very much into receivership of what that looks like into this season. So that's what you can expect. And it's a beautiful 90 minute practice. And I was just telling somebody before this, I'm like, man, I need a workshop like this, because I also love to have a space that's fully curated for you. You get 90 minutes of no distractions. Like if you're a mom, if you're a wife, if you are working full time or whatever you're doing in the season as a woman, like we hold a lot of shit, right? And if you are somebody that you're like, oh man, I would love to have some space, but I don't know where to find the space is found for you. It's created for you. And you get 90 minutes to disconnect, release, receive, and create some space internally. And I feel like that's a buzzword that's put out there on socials and out on these platforms and all the things, which I absolutely love. I'm a huge subscriber to space. I love me some space in my calendar, in my life, in all the areas. I love space. And it's 90 minutes created for you. All you got to do is show up at the door, grab a mat, relax, and allow yourself just to drop into your body. And that can be a little scary, because again, if this was me 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would have been like, nope, I'm good on that. I don't need to know what's going on in there. I got this covered on the outside. I'm just going to keep moving along as I'm moving along, until your body is like, no more, girlfriend. Like, we can't do this anymore, because you're feeling real stuck. You're feeling just like groggy and cloudy. And I'm only speaking from my experience and experience from women that I've worked with who are coming into this mastermind, coming into the retreat experience that I have, women that I work one-on-one with, that you're feeling just like stuck and blocked. And a lot of times it's just because we can't hold any more. We can't receive any more, because our bodies are just like, we're up to our eyeballs in our own shit, right? And we just need to create a little space in there. And if you can create a little space in there, think of what more you can call into your life. Think of what more you can bring into your life, into your body, how much more you can hold, whether you're looking to hold more or release more or just create more space. And this was a big message that came to me. And again, I went on a tangent there, but if you're following along on social media, if you saw one of my latest posts a couple weeks ago that I sat with ayahuasca, and it was a beautiful ceremony. I asked her, I called in for a gentle experience, a gentle journey, a gentle ceremony, and that's exactly what she delivered. I did move through one larger moment that was very uncomfortable, a little scary for me. And if you want to go deeper on this, I'm only going to share a little bit here in the podcast space. But if you want to go deeper on this, just send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or text or wherever we chat, and we can definitely go deeper and expand on this, because the message that came through so clear. And my word for the beginning of the year for 2024 was embodiment, which I feel like I have been right on track. If a track exists, like I'm feeling very much in alignment with that. But there was this loud message that came through. I was, you know, sitting in the space and I'm just like, receive. This is your season to be in full receivership of whatever that looks like, not putting expectations or parameters around what we think it should look like to receive, because we love to do that. We love to be in control. And if you're somebody who loves control, this is for you. This workshop is for you. This mastermind is for you. This whole season, everything that I'm bringing into this space, everything that I'm creating, this is for you, because I am and have been working through this hurdle of like, oh man, I love to control things. I want to be in control. And I'm like, you don't get to control. Whatever your greater power, higher, you know, whatever it is, God, source, energy, universe, angels, aliens, doesn't matter. Whatever your higher power is, whatever you believe in, I'm not in control of these things. Like I'm the thing, I'm the physical body that was sent here, but my soul was was put in this body, in this meat suit, as people like to say, and I have a bigger soul's purpose than what my conscious mind is telling me what I think I need. And now I'm not saying, you know, this discredits mindset work and all of these things. We need all of these things, right? We're like so many layers. We're like, what am I looking for? If you like, you look at a crystal, right? Like a hologram, you see all these different facets and faces and colors and shapes. Like we're all of those things. That's how I like to look at us as humans, right? We have so many layers, so many different parts that shine. And oh, baby, when I heard that message, this is your season to receive. I'm like, okay, we're doing this. Like I have, now we always have choice, but in that moment, I'm like, I can either fight this or I can surrender. And I chose to surrender. And once I surrendered, I was able to soften and receive everything that she wanted to show me, everything that was meant to come to me, to come through me, process through me, work through my physical body. And all of my systems came online, my subconscious, my conscious mind, my nervous system, like everything was right there in front of me. And I was like, whoa. We are so much more than what we think we are moving through this world. And we take ourselves, speaking from experience, so seriously, like, oh my gosh, sometimes we can get in our own way so much. And we'll use these external things of like, oh, well, it's the time. Oh, well, it's the money. And oh, well, it's the things. But if we really look at the grand scheme and the big picture of things, it's like all of these things are energy moving through our world, moving through our, you know, energy field. And I'm like, wow. Okay, here we go. This is a whole new season. And this is really what I wanted to bring into this space of what does it look like for you to really own your sovereignty, to really be in a season of receiving and all of these things. You don't all, you know, you don't need, I'm a huge believer in different medicines and different somatic practices, but we don't always need those things. It's like we can really start to cut to the core of all of these things by just getting in tune with our body, finding the support that we need, using some tools that we have right now at our fingertips, being in community with women, with sisters who are also high achieving women who are like, I know there's more for me out there. I just have some of these blocks right now. And this is why I hire coaches in different seasons of my life, working through different things. It's like, well, I'm thriving over here. Awesome. But I'm really blocked over here. So what do I need? And if I can, my husband always says this, he's like, if you can cut a check to, you know, eliminate a problem in your life or make that problem go away, why am I not doing that? Like if it is a financial block and I'm not saying go in debt and open up credit cards, like that's not what I'm saying at all. But this can open so many more doors for me, like from some investments that I've invested in and we've invested in our life have come back to us like 10 times over because we've started to unlock some of the tools in order to like progress that season of life so much faster. And honestly, with trial and error, trying different things, putting out more money, time, and energy, if I could just cut a check for one lump sum experience or coaching or mentorship or retreat or program or whatever it is up front, that's going to save me 6 months to a year's worth of time. And if I added up all of the money that went out trying to figure this stuff out on my own, I'm like, oh, I could have just invested X amount of dollars up front and actually saved my time, energy, and money, and then trying to figure it all on my own. Wow. Okay. This is why we subscribe to investing in ourselves so much, because it's like, if I can cut a check to make this problem go away or integrate these tools in a quicker amount of time, why am I not doing that? Right? But we have to work through some of these blocks in order to get to that place, right? Like actually looking at your own stuff, looking at your own shit, being open and vulnerable with yourself. How are we sabotaging ourselves? Are we leaning on perfectionism as like a badge of honor of like, well, I have to have everything perfect and in alignment and all of these things right up front or else I can't. It's like, how's that been working for you? And that's when I really had to hold up a mirror to myself. And I'm like, oh, I've been operating this way for so long. How has that actually been working for me? And maybe it has in some seasons of life. But then I'm like, okay, I'm continuing to do this thing with this perfectionism or this fear of being vulnerable hold me back from really getting closer to the core of who I am, right? Upholding boundaries. Do we have fear of rejection, right? There's so many different layers and levels to these things that are holding us back from being able to receive and tapping into that energy. I get it. It's scary because what do we know? And I'll again speak from my experience. What did I know? It's like, well, I can do it on my own. And that was really comfortable. What's scary is letting somebody in and letting somebody see some of my flaws and hear some of my lower moments, or if I was rejected, because what does that do? That activates more core wounding that I have. Do I really want to look at some of those things right now? And I had to ask myself, I'm like, but with avoiding them and not looking at them, is that really serving me? And the answer was no. So I really had to look at how I was living my life. Where were some of my blind spots? Where could I bring in some support? What would receiving really look like? And how can I start to work through some of that discomfort of allowing somebody in, let alone other women in my life? Because I have some deep sisterhood wounds that I had to sort out and that I'm still working through, right? Like if you go back, mine go back in past lives. Like I've had people read my past lives and see them and work through them with me. But even going just as far back as my own childhood, working through and looking at like, oh my gosh, this thing happened when I was 6, 7 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old. Like that didn't feel good. And that was really scary. So what do our bodies do? They try to block us and like steer us away from reliving those things because we know how painful they were. And we know what we had to do in order to work through them. But the invitation here is to really look at yourself now as this sovereign woman, right? Owning your power, owning your voice, owning your choices, becoming like a queen of your own life, right? Like moving through these seasons with confidence and grace and not doubting yourself and comparing yourself, owning your story, like embracing, truly embracing and, you know, having compassion and love for, and I don't like to use good and bad, but like the ups, the downs, the messy parts, the in-between parts, owning your truth, knowing that your experiences, right, they've shaped who you are, but it's not, it doesn't define who you are. Owning your boundaries, right? You have the right to set boundaries, honor your needs and values. And this is a big one I've had to work through as well, and I still work through. Of like, okay, am I doing these things for myself or am I being selfish by putting myself first, right? But really looking at what protects your peace and keeps you sane and allowing things like cutting things off that don't serve us anymore. And that doesn't mean you're an a-hole or like a quote unquote bad person or a bad friend. Like people are going to come into your life for a season and sometimes they're there for a season and we've served each other in that season and it's time to part ways, right? Embracing your authenticity. That's a big one. Being really true and unapologetically yourself. And maybe you don't even know who that is yet. And that's okay because you might be in a season where you're really starting to get like curious and a little bit more comfortable with who am I really? I don't know. And that's a little scary sometimes because we've operated one way. I'm 36 for 30 some years of our lives. And now all of a sudden you're presented with new information about yourself, new information about other things, other environments, different things that are coming into your life. And you're like, oh man, is everyone going to approve of this? And am I okay if they don't approve of this, right? Like these are the big things that we start working through. And one of the coolest things as I start to read the intake forms for the women who are coming into the Quantum Women Mastermind, it's like so many of these women are working through big shifts, big life things that are happening in their world and in their environment and in their energy. And it's really cool to see the invitation and the opportunities that are presented to show up, not necessarily differently, but also differently if you choose, right? Because there's new information. You're becoming a new person, right? They say like every 7 years, like there's a whole evolution cycle. And it's wild when I look back, I'm like, oh, I co-owned my fitness studio for 7 years. I competed in bodybuilding for 7 years, right? Like you start, they say your taste buds change every 7 years. I don't know if that's true, but maybe it is. I could probably fact check that. Don't need to right now. But like you evolve in these increments of time, and you owe it to yourself to be able to change and evolve as you're presented with new information, new knowing, like a deeper knowing of who you are, different relationships, right? Like what would it really look like not only to honor your power, but to honor how you're connected and like that golden thread that I love to talk about with other women who are moving through life, maybe on a different journey than you, but like we are all connected. We're all connected on a deeper soul level. Like we create humans in this world. It's a pretty powerful thing to have in common with one another, right? And I've been able to go to this last week was a really busy week. I was at a couple networking events and having dinner with friends who are kind of, you know, flew in from different parts of the country and meeting with other women who are doing really cool big things in our, you know, community here in Michigan. And it's really cool just to be able to have these open conversations and share a different level of vulnerability with like, here's really what I'm working through, because there's nothing more exhausting than having the same conversations over and over again. I'm not saying this is what happened this last week. It's not what happened at all. The same conversations over and over again that you're exhausted. There is no even energy exchange there, that you feel like you're just giving and giving and giving and almost like saying everything is okay, but deep down, like you're not okay in some parts of your life, and that's okay. But what's really started to change and shift that for me is having a safe space to be able to share all of that shit, right? And it's not like you're coming into this place and just bashing where you're at and speaking negatively about all of these things. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that you're able to come into a space with a level of vulnerability of like, this is what I'm going through right now. It's really hard. And I could really use a sounding board and some validation that I'm not alone, that you're not working through this by yourself. And even if someone's not in that season, they may have been in that season before, or they may be walking into this season very soon coming up. And that for me has been one of the biggest shifts when I really started to work through my fear of being vulnerable. And I'm not saying you have to put every single one of your deepest, darkest secrets out there, right? Like go work through what's coming up for you right now. Like really allow yourself to start integrating some tools, some different things. Like I have a wide variety of tools in my toolbox that I am so excited to be able to share with the women coming into this mastermind, that we don't have to do this all on our own. And sometimes one of the biggest tools is just being able to let your guard down a little bit and just lay all your shit out there for other people to be like, oh my gosh, that was such like a permission slip for me to be able to take action. And also on the other side of that, when you're in a room with other women who are doing really amazing things, and you can start to see these things not as a threat or competition, but as inspiration of like, holy shit, they're doing these really cool things. Why can't I do these things too? Like I can work through these things. I can push forward. I can give myself the tools and support and being able to receive. And what would that actually look like if I open myself to be able to receive support? Once you can clear some of that shit, like you can somatically start to work through, okay, I'm removing some of these blockages that I have around receiving. I have so much more space now to call in different people. And I'm talking like this will start manifesting and showing up in a more tangible way. Let's say you're launching something or creating something in this world. You work through and remove some of these blockages and sticking points. Like if you're feeling really stuck, all of a sudden, people and opportunities start to come in and you're like, whoa, baby, where did this come from? Like, this woman reached out to me and said, you know, she wanted to get more guests on her podcast. And this was one of your things that you wanted to get your voice and message out there. Maybe that wouldn't have came if you didn't start to work through some of these layers and clear some of that internal stuff, right? More collaborations. This is what happened to me this past week. I started going deeper and allowing myself the permission to be more open and receptive. I'm like, okay, yes, I'm really going to honor this season of receiving. What does that look like? I'm going to put that intention out there, and people just started to come into my life. And before, I may have just energetically been blocking it because of my own shit. And I'm like, wow, it's really cool to kind of take a step back from your own life and open those doors, because without that, without creating more internal space, I just may have energetically been blocking it and not even knowing it. So that's just food for thought. If you're in a season now where you're just like, yeah, I want more to be coming in, but you're not looking at where you might be blocking these things in the form of perfectionism, self-sabotaging. Wow, if I can't even talk, Jesus. Like, really blocking your own stuff. This is what this mastermind is all about. This is what my monthly mind, body, breath workshops are all about. Are just starting to remove some of those layers where you might be blocking these possibilities from coming in, right? And removing some of these layers. Like, they're big stuff that we're working through. And I just want to say, if you're in this season, like, I see you, I feel you. We are working through these things together. And if you're ready and willing to open yourself up to receive, like, allow people to come in and hold you and support you, even if it's uncomfy AF, because I know, I get it. It is, and it can be. But this just might be your glass ceiling. This might be your big leap of, like, maybe this level of success looks a little bit different in this life, because, like, I'm exhausted. I can't keep hustling and grinding to the point where, like, I feel like my legs are falling off and my arms are getting tired and I can't breathe anymore because I've just been trying it one way for so long. This is your invitation maybe to look at it from a different lens of, like, wow, if I opened myself and started to receive in this season, what could that look like? Where could I really be? Like, put yourself... It's April now, if you're listening to this as this podcast comes out. What could this look like in July after 10 weeks together with women? And I'm looking at the list of women on the board that I have in my office. Incredible humans, incredible souls that are coming in. It's like, what could that look like in 10 weeks from now? Where could I be if I put down some of these walls, work through some of these fears and these blockages, if you are feeling stuck, and just allowed myself to receive and be open? What would that really look like? And that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Just allow yourself to sit and visualize what that could look like. And if you are like, yes, I'm hearing everything that you're saying, I'm tracking, I'm following, like, I'm here with you, right? I'm here with you right now. Drop in to my inbox over on Instagram, because registration is closing in a week. And we're starting the very last day of April. That's our first call. It's the very last day of April. And if this is like on track with right where you are in life right now, and it's a little stretchy, book a quantum clarity call with me. We'll dive in for 30 minutes, see if this is the right fit for you. Like, see if this is true in alignment, and really own that sovereignty. Like, all of those things that I shared earlier in this episode, like, really owning who you are becoming. I would love to walk these next 10 weeks with you. Truly, it's as much for me as it is for the women who are coming in, because we fully support each other. We work through and clear some of these blockages and where you're feeling stuck, and, like, allow yourself to sit in those visualizations, like, allow yourself to sit in those big dreams, and stop blocking our possibilities with our current preferences. That is a big one. We're going to dive into all of it, creating magnetism, like, really entering this quantum field. We're going there. This is the most open and vulnerable that I am in this type of setting. Truly, like, we put it all out there. I lay everything out there. It gets messy and beautiful. And it's just this collective group of women who are doing really big things in this world, coming together and lift each other up. Like, really think what type of clean energy that could bring into your life? Like, how could that serve you, and how can you serve these other women? And that's what I want to leave you with. So if you're in this season, if you're resonating, picking up what I'm laying down, text me, DM me, wherever we chat. I don't care. Email me if you want. Like, I might not see it right away, but whatever. I'd say go over to Instagram and just DM me that you want more information or you want to book a quantum call, because truly this is going to be one of the most expansive containers that I've ever ran, and there is only going to be one this year. This is not coming back for 2024. So if this is in alignment, just shoot me a message. I would love to connect, and I will see you guys next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.